More About Co-Housing with Lynn Morstead and Kelly Soika. Co-Housing Houston is a multi-generational, community-minded group of people who share the values of connection and sustainability. We're developing the first co-housing project in Texas, and we're really glad you found us today.
Hey, Kelly, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm great. Well, I'm just laughing because if anybody who's been on our podcast knows, we record this over Zoom, and like the where the record button is like forever a problem, and the where the end record button is forever a problem. And so I feel like I start every podcast kind of like laughing because
Confused.
I'm
Yeah.
yeah,
I
but
think it
we're cool.
moved. I honestly think it moved, but you know, having worked in IT for 40 years, I also know that it's always a user error. So never the
Well, on
software.
the bright side, it like now it feels kind of like a ritual. It's like, you know, they have like check-ins at the beginning of co-housing meetings. Like, how are you? Our check-in is the recording has begun. Well, Lynn, I wanted to get together today because I have been thinking about, I ran across this quote and then I've been thinking a lot about it and as it pertains to co-housing. So the quote,
Okay,
and
hit me up.
I have no idea where the quote comes from, just for the record. It's like one of those that floats around and it is not attributed to anyone. So if anyone knows, please tell us.
Okay, drum roll.
Quote
Boom, ba-dum,
is,
ba-dum.
yeah, when you have enough, build a bigger table, not a higher fence.
Oh my God, I love that. You know, I think, has that been popping around the...
I think so.
I think I've seen that, or maybe... I love this.
I know, because
I love this.
So like, it's to me, it was so... one, it's so co-housing-y. And then two, a while back, you and I talked about acting out of a sense of abundance, that you kind of have co-housing be right for you at that time. You need to kind of be in a period of abundance. You've got to have something to give to get a co-housing group up and off the ground.
Well, you know, to me, honestly... You should have checked with me before we started the record, because for me, this is such a deep truth that you really just need to package it in silence. I think people should like dial off, sit down, meditate, look at the sky, and
You'd
just
have
think.
To find the record button again, Lynn. It would just be a whole thing.
No, this is so, this touches the depths of my soul somewhere.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Well, I felt the same way because I feel like there are times, you know, in your life when the world is building a bigger table for you. Like, I feel like I'm in one of those stages right now. I have been to 17 billion parent meetings over the last like 5 days. You know, I feel like the world is pushing me towards bigger tables right now, but it doesn't stay that way. You know, that's the thing. It's like the world isn't building a bigger table for you most of the time. Mostly what's happening is the bigger table gets built and then walls start kind of creeping up and they start getting built for you. You know, you settle into a routine or a group of friends.
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting perspective that you use the phrase that they get built for you, is because you definitely have periods in your life where it feels like you have less control over what comes and goes in your life, and you're just a recipient. You're making lemonade out of lemons or whatever the, you know, the angle is on it, but you're just, sometimes you're really profiting enormously. So from that thing that's being built for you. So these bigger tables, your children, you're just at this wonderful age of their worlds are expanding, but they still overlap pretty much 100%, you know, under your roof with yours. And so as their world grows, so does yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think
not
this
forever.
Is, yes, this
yeah.
is, yes. So I think this is really interesting that you and I are talking about a lot of topics from different decades. And so you are, you know, 10, 12 years behind me in some of this. And I'm already seeing, so the next big chunk of life will involve kids leaving and these tables, they just like, they're like folding tables that get collapsed overnight. And you're like, wait a minute, I showed up to this party and there's no tables here. Nobody showed up for dinner and it's just me and my husband. And then your husband retires or you retire and you know, then things change again. So all of that expansiveness suddenly feels like walls, you know, and you'll have one night this will happen to you and Mike, where you'll be Friday night, which right now is probably the single most unpredictable period of your week.
Yeah.
You'll be there having not scheduled anything for the two of you because you knew you couldn't possibly, you'd have to cancel it. And then all of a sudden you're just sitting there looking at each other going, wait, we don't have any plans. Like, what happened here? What are we supposed to do? And then you have to then you realize that, hey, nothing is going to happen here unless we take action.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. You know, this makes me think too of one of our other members who was talking about the reason she's significantly older than I am, but was talking about one of the reasons she is interested in causing is because she watched her parents age. And as they aged, their physical space grew smaller. You know, they went into smaller and smaller. I think about that, like not only, you know, kids leave, folding tables get, you know, folded up. But then, you know, as you go on in life, do the walls go up and then the walls kind of move in too, you know, not only that, but they also get smaller unless you do something about it.
Then you have to suddenly, so it's interesting because at the phase of your life when you really need to take the most action again, you're the least practiced at it. And you may have actually not be as able in the new world that you're sort of being born into or launched into. You know, you're being launched into a world that looked very different than when you were at kind of, you know, in your 20s and 30s, you yourself are pushing everything out. You're the one that are making that happen.
Yeah.
And you're like totally in plugged into culture, what's going on in the world and how to push yourself into the world. And then you end up in your 60s and you're like, what the heck's going on? I don't even know what movie, I don't even know who's a famous actor anymore in a movie. You know, is that
they're all the same though, Lynn. They haven't changed a lot.
No, they're not. I can tell you.
Tom Cruise, man, he's still bringing it. No, but you know what too? I think about the last time I really had to like break down walls and push myself out there was when we moved. And you know how when you move somewhere new, like you'll go out to dinner with anyone or go out and
anybody
with anyone. Yeah. And you do that for a while. And then, you know, the people who you hang on to, you hang on to, and the people who you didn't click with, it goes away. But for a while there, you are really actively like setting out a table, building a big table for yourself. Yeah. But that is hard if you don't move, you know, because it's a little easier when everything's new and, you know, you've never tried that thing before or whatever. It's harder when ever you've tried it all and, you know, there's no big outside force.
Well, I don't you think, I mean, this is where actually co-housing can really help you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I feel like co-housing, it's like in literal terms is the bigger table because you've got the common house that actually literally has a larger table in it where you will sit and have meals and, you know, be able to have not only access to your neighbors in a meaningful way, but also have access to kind of the worlds that they bring in.
Yes.
So it's that same sense of expansiveness that not only, you know, if I'm interested in something and you know somebody who does that thing, then, oh, boom, I've got somebody who I can go try that with. That's amazing. It's totally different.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we're already seeing that kind of in our virtual world where somebody will throw out there, hey, I'm going to see this or do this. And I'm like, oh, I never even thought about that. I mean, like going country and Western dancing. I mean, I haven't done that in 40 years, but it was so fun, you know?
Like, why not?
Why not? I wasn't doing anything else that evening. And I'm just really looking forward to that. It's the kind of thing that kids do to you, right? When their teens are like, hey, we're going off to do this. And you're like, not without supervision. So then you get dragged into it as well. So, you know, there's this other aspect of the building a bigger table that I don't think we've really touched on yet. And that is the kind of unpredictability of it. So the more people you let into your lives, then the more you are, you know, we're looking at the positive side of all that just because that's our kind of personal nature. But I can envision other people coming in and having maybe a little bit of concern about that. They are more inclined to protect themselves, build a little bit of a wall so that they have a little bit more control over when and how and what they get involved in. And I think by engaging in co-housing, you're sort of submitting yourself in a way that you're saying, okay, I'm going to be a little bit more open. I may find a way to navigate it where I keep some more distance and maybe others to, but really you are saying I'm taking off a little bit of my, dropping some shields, some layers.
I think, you know, you kind of have the best of both worlds because you can have boundaries around, like, you know, when and where, you know, people don't just walk into your house or, you know, like, you don't have
Well,
to.
I don't know. We heard from Shelley that they do in Skagit Commons.
Well, it depends
right?
on the house, right? Like, it's
I was kind of shocked about that story. If you guys haven't heard that, go back and listen to Shelley Park's talk, where she talked about her neighbor just walking into her house with these wine glasses of hers.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It depends. But Shelley's the kind of person who, if you knew her, you could do that. You know
I
what
could.
I mean?
I would walk
not
into
everybody,
her house.
Yeah. Not everybody's like that. And so I think that as people know each other, that changes. You can have that kind of private life. But I also think that by agreeing to have a closer, more real relationship with your neighbors, where you really actually see each other and talk to each other with frequency, and where you work together and have to express, you know, your values. Like, are we going to, right now we're deciding on electricity. And so we have to decide, you know, what source do we want for our electricity? And it's the whole group doesn't agree, you know, everybody doesn't agree on this and everybody doesn't have the same opinions, and you have to express your personal values that may or may not be, you know, shared by your neighbors. And that's a big, you know, vulnerability. That's a big risk to work on something, to care about something and express that you care about it and still know that it may not go your way anyway. You know,
right.
You just say it out loud and it still doesn't happen. But I think that all of that, you know, gives you a richness to your life, which is why this is such an attractive phrase, because building a bigger table just sounds so lovely and like what everybody wants. People understand that. And putting up a fence or building bigger walls is something that people want to move away from.
Yeah, you know, the idea of a bigger table conjures up in my mind big family meals. And it's being sitting next to people who I don't have to pretend to be anything else with. I just show up as who I am. And I have continuity with them in a way that I don't have to make small talk. And I go deeper. I don't know about you, but you know, we're involved in so many circles all around town and various activities. There's a lot of people that I kind of cross paths with on a very regular basis, but the crossing of that path is so short and brief that I find myself not going beyond kind of the same one or two, three topics, scratching the surface with them.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it becomes stale and feels irrelevant, actually, the contact, because unless we go deeper, I don't know what we're doing with each other. You know,
yeah,
it's like, okay, how's your job? Well, I'm still working crazy hours and got a miserable boss and the commute's awful. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. When are you retiring? I mean, I don't even know how to go. And then, you know, see you next week, then comes back, same topic. How do we go? And I think what I'm looking forward to in co-housing is all of those topics go away. You know, both the people who are like just complaining all the time about their life and the people who have the most amazing kids that have, you know, done these amazing things that makes me want to throw up. And, I just have all of that goes away and we get to the real.
Yeah.
But who are you really? And what are you really interested in? And what do we really have in common?
Okay. Do you want to know the secret reason why I also am similarly looking forward to this reality-based
secret
living?
Reason? Okay.
Yes.
Tell me. Yeah.
Here's why. Because things are really funny. Like, people are really funny when everybody knows everyone and everyone has the same kind of like lexicon of what has happened and what has gone on. Do you know what I mean? You know, like your immediate family can make you laugh harder.
Yes. High school friends. Yeah.
Right? Because they know, like, they know the thing that is going to be like the most hilarious thing to say about something. And that only happens when you've kind of let go of all this, like, life is so perfect or life is so busy or whatever.
Yeah.
Only when you have like real things together that then you have this rich opportunity to like really delight the people around you with observations and with humor. And I look forward to that. That's my secret, like what keeps me going in co-housing, because it's fun. It's fun to be around people who know you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Get real. I want to get real with everybody like we get real on this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just see us, these conversations that we have every week will be happening all the time with everybody else in the community.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, on that note, there's something else coming up that we thought we could maybe give a shout out to that kind of links to this topic, right? And you
Yes.
uncovered this first. Well done.
Well,
I heard
about it from someone. So
okay.
I think that the reason I want to give it a shout out is I think one of our FAQs is always like, what do you mean common meals? How does that work? So
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
The great, the wonderful Katie McCammett is going to do a workshop on August 21st through cohousing.org called Demystifying Common Meals. And we don't even know what, do you even know, like, I don't even know what she's going to cover.
I
what
have
do you
no
think?
idea, but
I
I'm,
know.
whatever she has to say about it, I know it'll be useful. So I'm just going to show up. You know, there's a lot of things in this whole arena that I just go on faith about. And so far, it hasn't steered me wrong. So I'm just continuing on. So
There you
I'll
go.
be there. I've registered for October 21st. If you're a partner of co-housing, the USA organization, is for free. Otherwise, it's $30. And I'm sure it'll be well worth your trouble. So,
yep.
And maybe we can talk about it afterwards.
Yes. So
Yes.
come build a bigger table, demystify common meals. We'll put the link in the show
Yeah,
notes.
yeah. And then you can send us your questions. And, you know, we're such experts, we can answer them.
We would give it a shot.
Okay. Good talking to you today, Kelly. Thanks again for the interesting topic. Bye.
Bye, Lynn.
Thanks for stopping by today. We're so glad you clicked on our episode. For more information about our project, Co-Housing Houston, go to www.cohousinghouston.com and subscribe to our newsletter. For general information about co-housing, we like cohousing.org. We're active on social media, so check out what's happening on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Co-Housing Houston.